and The Prayer here on BBC Radio Bristol, BBC Somerset, and this week's Sunday Starts. Well, the Bishop of Clifton, the Right Reverend Declan Lang, is visiting Syrian refugees in Jordan for the next few days. I'm glad to say he joins us, and indeed he'll be joining other bishops from around the world who are visiting the suffering and the vulnerable people of the region. He joins us on the line this morning. There is a slight delay on the phone line. We'll hopefully put up with that. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good to have you
nice
here. Thank you. And a happy new year to you.
And a happy new year to you.
You
could probably hear, we're stuck on the border, the Jordanian border.
Okay.
We've been here for about an hour now, waiting to get a visa to get into the country.
So that's still not done and dusted, then?
We're still not done and dusted, but we're almost there, I think.
Where did you fly into?
We flew into Tel Aviv a few days ago. That was the party that came, or part of the party that came from the UK. But there are bishops from other parts of Europe and bishops from North America as well. So what's that, what it is, it's called the Holy Land Coordination Group. And this is the 13th time that it's made a visit to the Holy Land at the invitation of the Holy See of the Vatican. So that the bishops' conferences in Europe and North America have an interest in the church in the Holy Lands. And to help to the bishops of the Holy Lands know that they're not forgotten, as well as the people of the Holy Land.
You're now, as you say, waiting to get into Jordan itself to see these Syrian refugees. Were they expecting you?
Well, we thought they were expecting us at the border. That's the problem with the visa. But the refugees are expecting us. First of all, we're going to meet with some refugees from Iraq, and then later today, meeting with refugees from Syria.
That's if you get into the country, of course.
Well, we think we will.
Okay. So the main aim of this is to what? To talk to them and to get at the true picture of what the situation is in the country at the moment?
That's right. The aim is so that the people, the Christian communities in particular, of these regions are not felt they're forgotten. But it's also to build up good relations with people of other faiths as well. Because I think that call to justice is not just for Christians, it's also for many other parts of the population who are suffering from social and economic disadvantages.
What's the freedom situation as far as you and the group are concerned once you get within Jordan itself and into Syria generally? Will you have to be guided through? Will you have people making sure you don't ask the wrong questions and so on, or what?
No, I think we can ask what questions we want to ask. But there will be people who know the area better than we do, so they'll be there sort of guiding us and suggesting, informing us before we meet people, giving us a briefing about the local situation. But we're quite able to ask any questions we want to and to meet with whom we want to as well.
So this is a fact-finding mission. Once you've done all that fact-finding, what will you do with that information?
Well, once we've got the information, as well as the people locally knowing that they have got support and that their voice has been heard, then we'll make representations to the governments at home in England and anyone else who's interested in the situation about with Palestine, Israel, and the whole question of the Middle East.
This is a pretty big ask, isn't it? Because there's a lot of information to be gleaned from this.
It's a very complicated situation, and I think the more you're here, the more one appreciates how complicated the situation is. There's a lot of fear in the country, but there's also that longing for peace as well.
Mm.
It's trying to match up that fear and that longing for peace together, which requires a lot of healing, both individually and the healing of the memory of society as well.
Do you have a feeling that maybe you might be being greeted with some suspicion? Have you found that at all?
I think because people in general are a little suspicious of one another,
yeah.
Sometimes they might be suspicious of us. But I think they can recognise that our inquiry is a genuine one, and our presence here is supportive to the local communities.
And how long will your stay go on for?
I come back to Bristol next Thursday.
Right. So once you've seen the refugees, what's next on the itinerary?
Well, we go back. We're only in Jordan for the day. And we go back tomorrow. We've got an overnight stay. And then we're back in Israel. We've got meetings with the Patriarch, the Papal Nuncio, and mayors of the various Palestinian towns and settlements.
And the general feeling, Bishop, of the people you're meeting, is there a feeling of hope that they have, or are they all a bit fed up of all this unrest that we keep hearing about?
I think they have to live with hope, because if they haven't got hope, then there's nothing else to drive them on. But they're also very realistic as well about the present situation. As I say, there is that sort of that tension between hope, peace and fear. It certainly is a time of change here. We talk about the Arab Spring in England, so sort of lightly, you might say, but here it's a reality. One of the things about the Arab Spring is there's no way in which they can guarantee what the end result's going to be. For the end result to be one of peace, it means that the communities have to learn to trust one another. And it's interesting, we've got a priest from South Africa with us as well, who was very much caught up with the conciliation work or reconciliation work in South Africa between the different communities there. So it's good for him to be on this trip as well, because we can learn from his experience.
Absolutely.
And he can share his experience with the local church here.
So once you've done and dusted your visit and you've returned home here, I hope you'll come back in and see us.
I hope so. If you invite me, I will.
Not at all. And is this your first visit?
It's my first visit to the Holy Land for 12 years, yes.
For 12 years.
So it's changed quite a bit since the last time I was here.
It changed in what way, might I ask?
Well, I think that the main change has been, the political change and the encroachment of the rising of the settlements, which is causing a great deal of tension, especially in Israel-Palestine. And the whole growth of buildings and how places, which I remember as quite small, have really quite enlarged themselves with building projects. So there's a lorry just came by, so you may hear that more than you may hear me.
And just spoil us for a moment, what's the temperature like where you are?
They say it's cloudy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just to console you, we had a lot of rain yesterday. So somebody told me to bring T-shirts and shorts with me, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all these bishops and T-shirts and shorts. I'm sure you do. You don't have holy T-shirts, do you?
Well, I don't. No.
Okay, that was just an aside, sorry. Bishop, good to have you with us. Safe journey, and I hope your visit goes well, and thank you so much. And we'll look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Good to speak to you.
You as well.
Okay,
thank you.
Trevor.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's the Bishop of Clifton, the Right Reverend Declan Lang, reporting us from the border into Syria as he and his colleagues go in to see those refugees. And we will catch up with Bishop Declan when he returns to the fold in about a couple of weeks' time, I would think, and he can give us the full story of what he experienced. It's 9 o'clock.
Across the West on FM, DAB and online.
BBC Radio Bristol.